The first trial got underway in Oklahoma of a drug maker facing claims that its marketing of painkillers fueled the opioid crisis. Johnson & Johnson argues that it followed the law and has decided to fight the case. Its two former co-defendants settled with the state, Purdue Pharma for $270 million and Teva this week for $85 million.
Germany's unemployment rate rose to 5% in May, the first increase in 5 years. Most of the rise is explained by a change to the way the government counts the unemployed, but the Labour Ministry said that Germany's slowing economy was also a factor.
Global Payments, which focuses on processing transactions, agreed to buy Total System Services, which specialises in clearing them, for $21.5 billion. It is the third big merger in the payments industry this year.
After delays because of bad weather, SpaceX launched the first batch of satellites that will eventually form its Starlink broadband internet network. Its boss, Elon Musk, lauded the achievement, SpaceX's heaviest payload yet. Not everyone was happy. Around 12,000 satellites will be deployed by the mid-2020s. They operate in low orbit and are brighter than expected, prompting concerns from astronomers about obstructed telescope observations.
Arun Jaitley stepped down as India's finance minister because of ill health. Mr. Jaitley oversaw many of the financial reforms introduced under the government of Narendra Modi, including a consumption tax.
Indian authorities stopped the founder of Jet Airways, Naresh Goyal, from flying out of the country. The government has promised to make it harder for the bosses of bankrupt companies to leave India, following the case of Vijay Mallya. The boss of Kingfisher Airlines fled to London in 2016 and is fighting extradition.
In the process of finalising her divorce from Jeff Bezos, Mackenzie Bezos promised to give half of the $36 billion she is receiving as part of the settlement to charity. Ms. Bezos made the commitment to the Giving Pledge, an initiative started by Warren Buffett and Bill and Melinda Gates, through which the super-rich can donate some of their fortune to worthy causes. A contemplative Ms. Bezos noted that, "We each come by the gifts we have to offer, by lucky breaks we can never fully understand."